This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Tycoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 22, 2026. Naspers Prosus has launched TokenClaw, a free no-code AI platform for South African businesses, along with Zapia, a consumer AI assistant, marking a shift from investing in AI to selling it. This move could significantly lower the barrier to entry for businesses looking to adopt AI, with no usage limits at launch. For builders, the key implication is that they must now consider how to integrate AI into their products and services, or risk being left behind. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without leveraging AI-driven efficiency gains? As Nigeria closes the loophole that allowed telecom ownership changes to go unreported, a new joint NCC-CAC directive now requires regulator approval before any transfer of 10% or more in a Nigerian telecom company. This increased transparency will likely lead to more stability in the market. And for operators, the implication is that they must now be more strategic in their ownership structures and transfers, as regulatory scrutiny will be higher. Which government is next to discover the mobile money tax lesson the hard way? And which will be first to reverse one publicly, in the context of telecom regulation? In a move to address its earliest stage startup gap, Senegal's DERFJ has launched a $50 million fund for pre-seed and seed startups, aiming to pull in private capital where Francophone West Africa is thinnest. This public money could help attract more investment to the region. And for investors, the implication is that they should be looking to Senegal as a potential hub for early stage startups. When national instant payment switches mature, which private rails companies become infrastructure and which become resellers? And how will this impact the startup ecosystem? Tala's announcement of job cuts in Kenya has sparked confusion, with early reports suggesting up to 100 roles would be affected, while the company claims only 7 of an 85-person team were notified. Regardless of the numbers, the implication for fintech operators is that they must be mindful of their cost structures and ensure they are sustainable, as the market is becoming increasingly competitive. What margin is left for private rails companies once public infrastructure catches up? And how will this impact the fintech industry's growth prospects? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.